Hey there, shop owners, and welcome to episode number 50 of the Creative Shop Talk podcast. I'm so excited to have you here with me today, and we are going to be chatting today about the five areas that are really going to make a difference as we get ready for what's coming this year. We've had some time to sort of regroup, and it's been a year. Honestly, it's been a year today as I record this that I had to cancel all of my conferences and travel, and I had a retreat planned, and everything. It just all happened a year ago, actually today. So it's been quite the journey, hasn't it, since last year. But I see more than hope on the horizon for retailers. There's lots of things to get ready for. And again, as we look forward, and we're not just going to hope for a good year ahead, there's lots of data, consumer data, retail data, that's pointing to this great year ahead, especially in the U.S. If you're listening from the U.S., the fastest growing economy in the last two decades is being reported. In the U.S., 379,000 jobs were added in February. So that's kind of crazy when you look at all the stats and the plans. And I know that's happening in other places in the world. I know in Canada that's happening as well. In Europe, I know we have listeners from Australia, New Zealand, all over the place. Things are looking up, and especially again in North America, where it's been heavily hit and hard. And I know it's been a hard year. So we're not just looking and hoping that things are going to be good. Things are, looking good on the data side as well. And how do we stay competitive by being prepared for what's coming, for being prepared for the continued momentum? If you had a fantastic year last year, which I know a lot of you did, there's so much good happening. And so I wanted to do this episode today because one of my retailers, one of my clients in my Retailer's Inner Circle that I also work one-on-one with, hired me to help her get prepared. She's like, okay, let's do this. And we worked through an entire plan together so that she could have all of her ducks in a row. And I said, this is a great podcast. We're going to do it as a podcast. So I'm going to share with you the five areas that we worked on, that I worked on with my client. And I'm going to share with you how we worked through this and what we're getting ready for. So hang on, grab your coffee, grab your paintbrush, start unpacking boxes, whatever you're doing right now, have a listen and grab a pen, because you're going to need a pen for this one. And I want you to take some notes. And at the end, I would love to know if you could leave us a review, a comment, let me know your takeaways or what you're going to action, or if there's anything that you're doing to prepare that we didn't talk about today. I would love to know. I'm always learning as well, and especially from my clients, from you guys. And I think there's a lot of good things happening. So today we're going to talk about five areas specifically to make a difference. So let's go. Running a retail business doesn't have to be so hard. Welcome to the Creative Shop Talk podcast, the go-to podcast for creative shop owners, studio owners, and independent retailers. I'm your host, Wendy Batten, retail business coach and mentor. Each week, I'll share simple, proven business strategies, inspiring stories from fellow retailers, and advice from industry experts. Together, we're going to work to find the success you want from your retail business with more profits in your till and a little more joy in your life. Okay, my friends. So we're going to get ready for what's coming. So there's lots of good things happening. As I said, I'm not just on the hope. I've been looking at the data, reading all the retail industry as looking positive. Again, I know many creative shop owners had a good year last year. So if you're listening and you had a really good year last year, and again, I have clients, a lot of my clients did, three and four times their revenue and profits last year and had a really good year, because in the small independent business world, retail world, we had, especially with the creatives and the DIYs and the hobby shops and the gift shops, there was a lot of really positive things that happened last year. So we need to continue that momentum. I also know a lot of you are listening. Last year was really, really tough, but you made it through. You're here, you're good, or you're just starting up. So these strategies will help you no matter what stage, no matter what your year was like last year. We need to regroup and really pay attention to what's coming forward. We want to be ready. We want to be ready for anything that's coming our way. I feel like we're all super strong now after working through last year, after, you know, surviving. And that's actually tip number one. Our first part that's going to make a difference is remembering to be proud of yourself and that you did what you did in 2020 to survive. You pivoted, you changed, maybe you added, you worked so crazy. I know you did. Or maybe you opened your shop. I've been working with clients who just opened their brand new businesses, you know, during 2020, or they're just getting ready to open them now. And that's incredible as well too. You're super planned. You are going into this, or you are continuing through this, stronger than ever, because your eyes are wide open to what the possibilities of that can happen, right? So I want you to take a minute, just like a second, and make sure you're high-fiving yourself. I know I've shared that before, but you're doing amazing. And that is so incredible that you're here. So what we need to do, though, is we know it wasn't easy. So the first strategy is look back over the year and identify the gaps that might have been in our business. So again, when I was working through this with my client, we said, okay, what did we identify as, you know, a weak link, maybe, if that's how we want to call it? I hate saying that, because we're all, you know, strengthening up all of our business areas all of the time. But your role as a business visionary, as the CEO, really kind of sets the tone of like, now you saw what happened, you got through, you did everything really good, but where did you find a gap? So maybe it was your role as the CEO, maybe it was your role, maybe it was HR, maybe it was your team, maybe it was, my client specifically said, you know, I'm not a great boss. She identified that she wasn't a great boss. And that's fine. We're all like, there's things that we're not awesome at. We can't be awesome at everything, right? So she also identified efficiency in her business. You know, she wants to strengthen up her e-commerce side, her ordering. There was some customer service things that she identified. And we kind of like, not that we muddled through, but we, you know, did what we had to do in 2020, if that's the way. So systems and operations, those types of things, identify where your gaps are, where your weak links are, if that's how you want to call them. You know, for her as well, she identified that personal development, she was not taking the time to learn new things. She was just in forward motion all of the time. Can you relate, guys? Anybody else out there? So she realized that she needed to stop, take some time on her calendar every week to learn new things, or to learn the skills that she wanted, or to find the right people to help her. You know, she's actually in my inner circle, and she said, you know, I know there's things there that I should be using. We have tons of documents and a whole library in there. And she actually asked me for a couple of things, and I'm like, that's all in the library. And she's like, okay, I need to take time every week, identify what I want to learn, what skills, and, you know, go and do that. And we all need to be doing that. I do it every week. I have time in my schedule every week for personal development. And that sounds like a lofty thing, but really what it is learning new things. So maybe it's time management or whatever, all of the things that you might need to be putting in place. So that's your first strategy. That's the first thing that I like to brain dump, maybe. And again, I call these strategies, but really it's just, let's start brain dumping ideas and areas, different areas of our business that we need to level up, I guess, or get ready for. This is my hashtag get ready post, because I'm telling you, we are going to be getting ready. So, you know, if we're thinking about even like if you're building a house, I like to use that analogy quite a bit. Things that we might not have noticed last year is, you know, I kind of talk about this as being like foundational things in your business. This is where the gaps. So, you know, maybe it's like if you're building a house, you might have realized, okay, the house is standing, everything's okay, we're doing all right, but there's no insulation. We need to add some insulation, or, you know, we need to shore up the basement, or, you know, we need to put a system in place to pay our household bills, whatever that is. What are the systems in your retail business, in your shop, that, or what are the things in your business that you know are weak? And we all have them. So let's just brain dump those and be okay with it and work through getting them shored up and getting them better. So the second thing that we want to do to get ready is we want to really own that role of the CEO. And I know I talk a lot about the role of a CEO as, a creative shop owner. You can go back and listen to episode number 2, way before pandemic when I launched the podcast. Episode number 2, I do share a little bit about this, the role of the CEO. So you can listen to that. But really, again, we muddled through, we did what we had to do. A CEO's role is to be the big picture planner, right? And we all need the two roles, and I've shared this before, that we need in our business is the front of house and, all of the things that go on and running our beautiful retail business. A lot of us are really comfortable with all of that. The back of house or the business side, we need that role filled. The CEO role needs to be filled. And that's the person that says yes and no to decision making with, using metrics and data. They watch expenses. They look at revenue goals. They plan out things. And this sometimes is where we kind of put our fingers in our ear and go, la, 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 I'm too busy for that. But this is what makes the difference. And I will tell you, without a shadow of a doubt, the retailers that I work with in my mastermind, my Level Up Mastermind group, in my retailers inner circle, the ones who step into that role, even if they're tentative, even if they're, intimidated or they're not really comfortable doing it, the ones who like kind of just get uncomfortable and step into that role and bit by bit, it's magical what happens to their business, like magical. So, they're the ones that end up like understanding and looking and paying really close attention to the inventory and inventory management and store operations. And again, we cover all of these things inside my retailer's inner circle. So if you need support with those CEO roles, if you need support with marketing and putting, all of these things together and being that big picture planner, please reach out. Know inside our inner circle, this is what we do this is what we do every week. We work through all of these things as a community together. So assigning yourself as the CEO, like really stepping into the role as we go through, and it's going to help you get ready for what's coming. And I know it's boring. I know that role is boring. I know it's not exactly what we want to do. We just want to make pretty things and merchandise and sell and talk to our customers. But I promise you, it's not boring when it starts getting exciting, when you start seeing the profits increase. And, you need someone watching over these things. So, even if you switch, again, I talk about this again often, be a maker in the morning and a CEO in the afternoon or whatever you need to do. But this is, this is what's going to help you, especially moving forward and help you get ready. So, and again, I know it's boring. I know it's overwhelming. I know sometimes it's intimidating. I know it's hard. But you know what? It does get easier as we do it. It's just like everything else. We have to flex those business muscles. So that's number 2. We want to make sure that we are assigning ourselves as the CEO. Like we need to put that hat on, tuck it on, and get going. So the third area to get ready as we get into this really great year of hope, I guess I call it now, is we have to have real and actionable strategies in place for marketing. My friends, I know that a lot of you are going to tell me like your customer base is amazing. And they were. Last year, I saw so many retailers. We've done podcasts about it. I've done Facebook Lives. And there's so many amazing stories of how our customers showed up for us this year, right? I mean, that is amazing. And that is a goal. And that needs to continue to be a goal, to like love on your people and get them to come back again and again. But we need to have a strategy in place for this. We need to, and it's not as complicated as we think. It really is not. This does not translate to me saying, please spend more time on social media. That is not what I'm saying. That is not marketing, my friends. Marketing and sales, they are a very, very integral part of your business, and it doesn't have to be complicated. I have a mini workshop series that you can find on my website. It's one of them is called Foot Traffic Made Simple. It's just a matter of learning a simple system on how to get customers through the door. Like how do you get, 5 more customers? Ask yourself, what does 5 more customers a week do to you? We need to consistently and strategically be refilling our customer bucket. We need to get new customers in, and we need to love on the ones that we have so that we get a lot of repeat customers. And the effect of that is magical. I'm saying magical. I feel like I'm talking about magic unicorns. But what I mean by that is you will not believe that just by having a consistent marketing plan, and again, I'm not telling you to do more social media. Social media is one of the tools inside that you can use, but I have retailers who rarely go on Facebook, or they only do a few things on Facebook. They do their marketing other ways. And there are lots of other ways to do marketing. And marketing comes in a five parts of marketing. There's always five parts of marketing in my framework. And that's, you know, getting new people in, engaging them, nurturing them, serving them what they want, and then wow and delighting them. And we talk about all of this. There's also a full marketing series and session inside, again, my retailer's inner circle. So I want you to know that there's help out there. If you need help, please reach out. Please let us know how we can support you, because it can be simple. It does not have to be complicated. And it does matter. Just listening to your customers and just, again, loving on them. We can market without being sleazy. We can market without, you know, and staying true to our values and being authentic. There's lots of different ways. So having a real strategic plan every month, a promotional calendar in place, a marketing plan in place, a revenue goal, those three things right there, that they all work together. And it also will help you from just sitting there staring at the screen, wondering what you should post on Facebook today, because that's not strategy. That is not looking forward and really attracting your right customers as well. So we want to attract the right buying customers into our shop. And again, we do want those repeat customers, but we cannot keep fishing in the same pool, right? We can't just keep going back to that same group of people that showed up so well last year. We have to make sure that we are consistently getting new clients. Even if you're in a small town and you think you've tapped that market out, you haven't. There's always new people. There's always somebody in your town that says, oh, I didn't know you were here, right? Anyway, that's a whole other episode, right? But anyhow, I want to let you know. So that's number three. We want to have a real strategic marketing plan in place. Okay, number four. Number four is we want to make sure, and as we get ready for what's coming, to be of service to our clients. And what I mean by that is we want to make sure that we are paying attention to what they want and what they need and how they want us to serve them. I am not saying that we have to step outside of our boundaries or do things that, and what you are willing to do and what I'm willing to do or what I want to do or what my customers need and what your customers need. It's going to be different, but I want you to take a really good thought about what are your customers thinking? What are they feeling? What are they doing? What do they need from us? By that, again, it does not mean, oh, they want me open 24/7 and they want, you know, they want all the things. You still have to stick to what's working for you. And this year, and we have actually a podcast episode coming up about, you know, how we can actually work differently. We don't have to necessarily play by all of the normal retail rules, but that's a whole other episode. But again, with my client, what we ended up talking about for this area was efficiency. She realized that some customers just want to come in, be served really quickly and get out, even going through. And as we've shared in other podcast episodes, and, you know, as we know, maybe there's just people that are just going to want to come in and out. And that goes pre, post, whatever, pandemic times. There's some people just want to come in. So are you being efficient with your business? Are you still going to offer curbside? Did you add an e-com site? Is it efficient? And maybe you do want an e-com site, maybe you don't. Again, we have another podcast coming up about that, because not every retail business has to have an e-com business. This is a whole side note, like I do, but or total aside, but e-com is going to totally elevate your revenue if it's done, but it is a completely different business. It's a completely different add-on, and it's an amazing add-on, but it's a revenue stream that not everybody wants to have. So here's your permission slip to not have to do it right away if that's not in your revenue plans and if you can make it go and do without e-com. Anyway, again, a whole podcast episode already recorded coming up on that shortly. So anyway, back to being of service. So how can we be of service? Like, what do our customers want from us? Like, you know, maybe they're coming in, maybe we're the gathering place, and maybe we need to make sure that we're going back to teaching demos if that's, you know, with your products, or, you know, maybe do they want workshops if you teach workshops in your studios or your shops? Are we open for lingering. We just have to really think about how we're serving our people and what do they need. And again, within your boundaries, whatever it works for you. A loyalty program is what we decided to put in for one of for this client that I was working through. She also really decided, she decided to keep her curbside for another year. She's got like put a whole system in place for that. She has figured out how to do sort of a fast cash, you know, making it easy for people to come in and out. And we've just done some different things, but just think about it. Just ask yourself how you can be of service. Number five on how we're going to get ready for what's coming is be different. Again, I've talked about this before. We want to stand out. Episode number five of the Creative Shop Talk podcast. You can go back and have a listen to that. We talked about how to be rememberable. I don't even know if that's a word, but we want people to remember us. We want to be remarkable. We want to be rememberable. So again, what got us here isn't going to get us there. This is a really good quote. Think about it, because we kind of don't want to. Again, we put our fingers in our ears quite often and we go, la, 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 la. Like, no, 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 everybody loves us. I have a great shop. If we have beautiful products and we have great customer service and we have, you know, a great customer base, we're like, we're good. We're good. We don't have to, like, we kind of get complacent, right? We kind of get, and that's sort of like, we hum along, right? So what got us here isn't going to get us there. So this is where we kind of have to put our thinking hats on. And again, with my client, we did this. So we kind of looked at, this is a kind of a hybrid thing. You know, it could be in your marketing that you want to just change things up a little bit, or, you know, just stand out a little bit differently. It could be in inventory. So maybe you're going to carry like a new line or something fresh. This doesn't have to be complicated, but does have to be, we can't just same old, same old, same old. We have to be switching it up and changing it out. This is why we change our front window, you know, regularly. This is why we flip our merchandising a lot. This is, you know, making us, you know, making things fresh and new. But it also, we have to make sure that we're standing out. Like we're just like getting people's attention and having things to talk about again, and maybe, you know, not changing our ICA, our ideal customer, but maybe we are, you know, attracting different people, because if they come in and they're sort of the same products with the same, you know, what else could we add? What things can we change, or what can we add, and what can be fresh and new in our business? And again, this is part marketing, part inventory, part merchandising. It's just a little bit of everything. It might even be part experience. So what are you doing to offer? Like, what's your customer experience journey? Again, we have a podcast coming up about customer experience, because that's super important. I want you to remember, no one brags about ordinary customer service. No one goes home and says to their, you know, their girlfriends or their husband, like, oh, I was just at this shop and it was just so average. It was just the same. Like, it just, you know, what are you doing? And again, this could be your customer, you know, the way you change things up. Maybe you just add one little thing at the end of a customer experience. Maybe you're throwing some candies in a bag at the end of the day. And what are you doing to just stay fresh and new and stand out and be different and have people talk about you in a good way? We want them to talk about you in a good way. And all of these steps, we have to make sure we keep them simple. So again, I went through all of this with my client and we just, you know, kind of not hashed it out, but we brain dumped and we hashed some things out. And she just made some simple changes, some simple decisions, some simple ideas, and, you know, where we can get help, or where she could jump to in our library, or, you know, in our inner circle, like, to get a little bit more training on something. We can keep it super simple. It does not have to be complicated, but we do have to make sure we are ready. I also want to give like just a little bonus. And this actually came from my client who said, you know, a lot of retailers are out there. And if you're listening and you're one of these, I want to remind you, please don't live on an island. Don't live on a business island. You do not have to do this alone. Like, it's not normal to run a business all by yourself. Your business will grow by reaching out and talking to other people in your industry. You know, it's not a badge of honor to be saying, I'm going to do this all by myself. I don't need any help. If anything, that's going to keep you stuck. A really cool thing that happens inside my retailer's inner circle is somebody will say, like, you know, I'm kind of stuck on this one idea. I don't know how to step into the CEO role or whatever. And other members will say, hey, this is what works for me. And this is what, how, you know, this is what I did. Or maybe it's a marketing idea, like, you know, flyers don't work for me. What are you guys doing for whatever, like a specific thing? And then all of these ideas flood out from other people. And the thing I see all the time is, oh, I never thought of that. That's such a great idea. Also, I want to ask you a funny question, but I see this all the time as well, too. Sometimes we're really good at helping other people, like, see things. Like, we see things through other people, like, what other people could be doing. Like, oh, if you just did this, it would be so much, so good for your business. And they go, oh, I never thought of that. So, you know, retailers inside my Retailers Inner Circle, inside my Level Up Mastermind, they're sharing ideas all the time with one another and helping one another. So you don't have to live on an island. You don't have to do this alone. And again, if it's not my inner circle, if you're not into group coaching or being, you know, it's a monthly group coaching, which is what my Retailers Inner Circle is. And we have an educational component every month. There's a masterclass every month, or a guest, or guest expert that comes in and teaches something. And we also have live Q&As where we all kind of get together and ask everything. I host them. I'm there. I'm in the group every day. So those are things, you know, just community support. We kind of, you know, we say find your tribe, because rising tides raise all ships. So if we're all working at it together, I will tell you, I feel really proud of the fact that over the last year, I think, you know, having that community was really strong for, again, the members inside my inner circle to stay connected and supported through this whole, and they were rock stars. They all helped one another and they stayed in business. Everybody did amazing. You know, it's been a really good year inside the inner circle. And I'm not saying this to brag. It's because they did that. It's not, you know, I brought the community together, but they supported one another. We gave them lots of tools, and the whole year, I feel like we were just working on different aspects to keep people, you know, going and rocking and rolling through 2020. And inside, you know, inside we have inventory management masterclasses, store operation, masterclasses. We're working, you know, marketing. There's so many, I can't even think of all the different ones. But, you know, again, rising tides raise all ships. So working together is really good. And again, if you're not into group coaching, I also work and support retailers one-on-one in different ways. So if you need some support, please, please do not hesitate to reach out. If my groups or my coaching is not something that you want or that you need or you feel is a fit for you, there are other coaches, there are other places you can reach out. Maybe it's just having a biz buddy, you know, to help and ask questions to, and find your people is what I'm trying to tell you, because we should not be doing this alone. No one is meant to do it alone. And again, overall, keeping it all simple. So I'm going to recap all of the five things, you know, to get ready as we get ready for what's coming, and not just hoping for, you know, a good year ahead, but let's really be, let's get ready. Let's plan, let's do it. So the first one is really be proud of what you've done over 2020, over this last year and a bit, and identify the gaps. So identify the business gaps and the areas of your business that are a weak link or where you feel like you really need to shore up a little bit more. The second one is put on your CEO hat, assign the CEO, make sure that you are assigning yourself, or if you are not the CEO, make sure you have a partner or, you know, a business partner or somebody that is stepping into that role and really taking over the big picture planning and the metrics and the data and all the things. Don't be intimidated by that role, my friends. It's intimidating, but don't be intimidated. We can do this. You are strong and you've got this. The third part is putting a real strategy in place for your marketing. That is super crucial. They're all important, but that is super crucial. We need to have, to make our lives easier and to get more customers in the door, we just need to make sure that we are putting that in place. And again, remember, I do have a mini workshop series that we've started, and one of them is called Foot Traffic Made Simple. It's a super inexpensive, easy, quick hour and a half session for you. The next one is be of service. Make sure that we are paying attention to what our customers are thinking, feeling, and doing. And number five, be different, stand out. Be remarkable. I often joke and say, be rememberable. I don't know, again, if that's a word, but what are you doing to stand out? What are you doing to be different from everybody else? Remember, what got us here isn't going to get us there. So run that through your head a few times, because it's important to remember about that. Remember? It's important to be reminded about that. And our bonus number 6, I guess, is remember, you are not on a business island. You do not have to do business alone. You do not have to run your shop alone. You are not alone, my friend. If you are listening to this and you are feeling like, you know, you just have nobody who gets it, and maybe you just have, you know, a couple of podcasts or something that you're listening to, please reach out. Please remember that there are communities out there. My Retailers Inner Circle is open for new members right now. We would love to have you join us. We are a very supportive, it's not non-drama. There's no drama inside the group. It's very good, helpful community of creative shop owners, just like you. So I hope that's very helpful for you. Again, I want to ask you to please leave a review if you're listening to the podcast. Let me know what your best takeaway is from this. And also let me know what you're doing to get ready. Maybe you have a whole other strategy, and I'd love to know as well too. I read every review that comes through. If you leave us a review, please leave me your shop name so that I can make sure I give you a shout out. So thanks so much, my friends. It's been such a pleasure as always to have you join me here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast, and we will see you next week. Well, that's it for this week's episode of the Creative Shop Talk podcast. I'm so glad that you're here to join us this week, and I hope you found value in what we're sharing here. I want to remind you that our website has all of the show notes. You can find it at wendybatten.com/podcast. Everything that you need to hear about today's podcast is there. Also an opportunity if you need to reach out to me. If I can support you in any way whatsoever, please feel free to reach out. Make sure you join our Rockstar Creatives Facebook group. We will continue the conversation over there weekly. So thanks for joining us. Please leave a review, subscribe if you can, and never miss an episode. We hope to see you back here again next week. Thanks, my friend. Have a great week.